caught in self-centered dream. Only suffering, holding to self-centered thought, exactly the dream. Each moment, life as it is, the only teacher. Being just this moment, compassion's way. This is a wonderful jewel, faceted jewel, different facets, which we can have with us throughout the day, enabling us to notice when and how particular aspects are reflected in the activities of our life or in our reactions when we're holding to self-centered thoughts, feelings, reactions, when we're caught up in, when we refuse this moment. This is a support for us in our daily functioning, especially as we bump up against habits of what we believe and how we function. Scientists, especially quantum physicists, neurologists, look at how people function in the world. And one of the things they notice is that many people have assumptions. Sometimes they see themselves being in a world that passes by them, a world of so-called past that comes, the present, future, and they're just there, and things are happening out there, so to speak, in the universe. Others have a belief that they are moving through a static world of people, events, objects. Others sometimes say that time flows like a river sweeping them along. Events approach, they slip away, past recedes. All of these are fictions, scientifically fictions, as well as psychologically and emotionally. There's all sorts of ways where we believe things. Neurologists focus on some things, or neuropsychologists focus on some things. So physicists focus on other things. The awareness of this isn't new, and yet there's more and more it's been shown that on a level of what's so, it's all fiction. It's fiction with ideas about self and about others that aren't there when scientists look more and more closely, when cognitive science of time and time perception and of objects and subjects, cognitive neuroscience has shown that time itself is even a reflection of what they call the workings of our mind, as if the fundamental nature of the universe that we believe isn't so, even the passage of time, but we function on that level. And we get into trouble when we hold on to and believe those things. In a way, as we've seen earlier when I've talked about it, even Dogen Zenji was talking about this. I brought up Kenjo Koan, so I'll bring up where the phrase where Dogen writes, to carry the self forward and realize 10,000 dharmas is delusion. Meaning, well, let me say the other part first and then come back to what meaning. And he says that the 10,000 dharmas advance and realize self is enlightenment. And it is Buddhas who enlighten delusion, and it is creatures who are deluded in enlightenment. Of course, we're all in enlightenment from the very beginning. We are nothing but this absolute awakened life. Some of you might remember in Sesshin, I brought up the case where Keizan Zenji quotes Shakyamuni Buddha saying, I, all beings, and the great earth together awaken. From the beginning, we are nothing but this awakened life. And yet, we carry self forward for whatever reason and live in delusions of all sorts about how and what the universe is, how and what others are, how and what even we are. So that's why in the practice principles we say caught in self-centered dream, because that's really the perspective or the glasses through which we delude ourselves about this moment of life. See, that's where we create hindrances, even hindrances about so-called awakening or other things. As long as we're holding to thoughts, feelings, emotions, and not noticing them, then we're blinding ourselves and others. When Dogen talks about forgetting self, first, of course, he says, study self. We have this ongoing opportunity and need to notice when we're carrying self forward. And self isn't some big fancy things. It's, I don't like that. She shouldn't do that. What's the matter with you? Oh, this is so terrible that I feel this way. That's all the caught in self-centered that blinds us to the awakened life that we are from the beginning. That's creatures who are deluded in enlightenment. That's exactly where we, most of the time, most of us live. And unfortunately, the consequences of that are harming, suffering, greed, anger. It's when we can, life as it is, allow that 10,000 dharmas to realize self, to confirm, to manifest the universe that we are, to be this moment, being just this moment. Then we can serve so-called ourself, so-called others, so-called the whole world. And that's in a way why these phrases are valuable, not because you need to know those words, but because they are reminders for us to notice in the midst of our daily life what and how we're doing, what and how and where we're getting caught in. That's what our practice is. When we're sitting zazen in the zendo, upright, being zazeni, when we're believing we're walking through a world of other people, when we're being present and we feel like the world is passing through us, all those fictions that arise, we get the opportunity to notice changing in the midst of nothing changing. Moment, moment, non-stop flowing, but just this moment. That moment, moment, non-stop flowing is Joshu, Master Joshu, Joshu Zenji, if I say it. That's exactly our life. Appreciating our life, that's our opportunity. So to remind us, Suzuki Roshi says, moment after moment, everything comes out of nothingness. Moment after moment, you, I, everyone we encounter, this moment comes out of nothingness. Moment after moment, everything comes out of nothingness. This, he says, is the true joy of life. Thank you.